Thank you. All right, very
Go ahead.
well. Good evening, everybody. This is the August 12th, 2024 meeting of the WPFW Local Station Board Finance Committee meeting. I'm Kamal Harris, treasurer for the board and chair of this committee. Eileen, would you so kindly call the roll?
Sure, come out. Oh, let me just admit someone to the room. Okay, Kamau Harris appears to be here.
Present.
Okay, Julie Hewitt, Sabu Hakim. That's who's just logged in, so I'm going to put him as a yes. There he is. Tony Leung.
Present.
Eileen Rosen, yes.
Good evening.
Lou Wolf is not here. And Kathleen Malloy is not here. And Julie Hewitt is not here. Dennis Williams is here as a non-voting member.
Hello.
And I don't
Hey, Dennis.
think Miyuki is here. No Miyuki as another non-voting member. Okay. So we've got one, two, three, four voting members present.
All right, thank you. So we'll keep, I believe this is the first meeting we're keeping that tally on absences. So make sure we have that for the record.
Here.
All right. So our agenda, I do apologize. I did not prepare a full agenda. I mentioned to Eileen earlier this today, I don't know if it was afternoon or what, but that we would try and go over the continue our budget preparation. But in light of what Tony has mentioned, potentially having something he'd like to bring forward, I think our agenda tonight we'll go as such. We started our meeting. We had our roll call. We'll hear the agenda item from Tony Leung. We'll go over some financial details that I have from management. It's not much, but just some of the payments that went out and some of the outstanding things from July. And then we'll talk budget after that. So if there's something else, I know Tony has something, but if anyone else has anything, let's go ahead and bring those forward now. Or if you'd like to subtract from what I mentioned, you can talk about that as well. So, Tony, what do you have?
I wanted to get a little more clarity and get a discussion about the use of Eventbrite for revenues.
Okay, not a problem. Yep. All right, got down. Anything else in terms of the agenda? Okay, not hearing anything. Let's go ahead and talk Eventbrite, Tony. Is there just kind of a particular overview we would like, or is it a more of a functionality? How do you want to kind of propose a discussion?
Well, let me ask. It's a question and a concern.
Sure.
As far as the question goes, I was curious why we stopped using the station's donor system for people who wanted to purchase event tickets. If anybody can answer that.
Yeah. I don't know specifically offhand why that decision was made. I'd have to defer to Miyuki on that and her team. I mean, I think at the last LSB or wherever we discussed it last, there was a pressure, or, you know, just expectations on the staff to, you know, pretty much keep track of all the your purchases through, Otis's system. But, I don't know for sure.
Okay. I'll direct that to her when we have an opportunity. So the concerns are one, in the past, if someone purchased an event or donated, you know, towards an event, and maybe sometimes they would go to the event, sometimes they wouldn't, you know, people sometimes just want to support the station and buy one or more tickets for an event. If it was $25 or more, it counted towards membership. And so if we're not using that donor system, we may be possibly losing the opportunity to increase our membership count. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
No. Yeah, no, I hear you on that. I believe the proper accounting for that. So I don't know what the value of, I don't know, we'll call it, we'll just use the Blues Festival since it's out there. I don't know what the exact value of the Blues Festival ticket is. So anything up and above the value of the ticket would be considered a donation. Do we know? Is it? I know that. I think it's $40. I think I saw on the web that
it's $45.
Is that 45? Is that the value of the event, or is the event worth like $20? And we're kind of charging a premium. I don't think we ever worked that out. Did we ever do any math like that? Do we know?
No, but I think the event is worth at least $40.
Yeah, but we don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know per se.
How do you calculate the value of the event?
Right.
It's not like we bought a bag, a handbag, or you know, a bumper sticker. We can easily calculate the value of that. But either way, donations.
Yeah, we could. You know how we could do it. You know how we could value it is, and this goes kind of dovetails into the budget. We could say the event costs us $1,000 to produce, for, 100 people, we'll call it. So to get break even, to get to that 1,000 on 100, it's what, $10 a person. And this is just, back of the envelope math. Mm-hmm. So anything up and above the value to break even at $10 a ticket would be someone's donation. So let's say if we told people the value of your ticket is $10, but the ticket price is actually 40, it'd probably be $30 would be able to go to their membership or something like that, because, not without being able to work with the venue, because the other side of it would be, what's the venue's cost to put on the event or something like that. And we could try and value a ticket that way, but without knowing offhand exactly how, we want to, where our costs are going to be in full offhand, I'm not sure. Do we pay the venue? I don't even know. Do we pay the venue? The Blues Festival?
Anybody know?
Yeah,
I'm not sure now.
Yeah.
No, we don't.
Well,
the venue is not, he donates the venue. Right. Now that's subject to change because somebody bought, somebody's put that from. As of up to this year, we didn't pay.
But we were paying the musicians.
Yes. Oh, we weren't even, they were doing it, I'm going to call it grad or something, where they was free. That's changed too. That's changed as of this year.
Okay.
So they want
but
to get.
I do think, Yeah, sorry about that. I'm going to cut you off. I do think though, Tony, to answer your question, with Eventbrite and or Otis's system, either way, I mean, you'd get those reports that would come out, and we could determine from those reports, you know, those who paid in excess of the, you know, 25 or 25 or more to be at the event. The problem I think we're gonna run into a little bit of is, you know, how we start to really value what the ticket, you know, what the value of the ticket honestly is versus what we're charging for it. And that kind of ends up being the wrinkle. You know, like, you know, you ever go to a restaurant week in DC or, you know, surrounding areas, they'll have these like prefix menus that'll cost X. But like, if you bought those things a la carte during the week or outside of restaurant week, it would be Y, some much larger price. So that variance between the two is kind of like, you know, the discounted amount in this sense. But we need that kind of compass. We need someone to tell us, hey, you know, the event is worth X, we're charging Y, and then anything above that becomes a donation, A, that they can write off. You know, the individual who's paying for the ticket, they can write off on their taxes, and then B, it actually gets them into the membership status for the station as long as it's 25 or more. So,
Yeah. Yeah, and it also increases our membership, you know, when it comes to reporting that number, because our membership has been decreasing, so this would help it take it in the other direction. Just it's an opportunity.
I'm putting it down here, sir.
Yeah. And then the last concern about using Eventbrite is the donors are, you know, they have to pay the Eventbrite fee, which is I think it's about $3 for this
Yeah.
blues festival, versus, you know, no fee if we used our station donor system.
Yeah.
Let's
Let
just
me let's find out for Let's find out for sure from, you know, from Miyuki and the staff, you know, what that decision was there. I know for a lot of the kind of pre-planning, I think I heard this from Robin, a lot of the pre-planning, it helps to kind of get that thing set up right away. I'm talking about Eventbrite right now and having that be a little bit easier platform. To kind of set up and get running right away. The Otis platform, it's a weird thing, and I feel like I did hear some science to it where, you know, if you want to add something new to it, I think we struggled with this for our Friday show for the LSB. Like the drop downs that are in there are like fixed, and if you want to add something, it'll stay, but only for like a week. So you have
No.
to kind of like keep adding that drop down every week, add it back, you know, and so there's some nuance in there that I heard about just kind of popped in my head. I remember that. I remember hearing something about it not being just like a simple thing set up and let it run. You actually have to go back in and set it up again for each new week, which is weird.
Wow. Okay.
But we can find out for sure, man. Those are all things that I just kind of remembering off of different conversations. But the staff one was the initial one I had heard that there was a little bit of a bandwidth issue in terms of the staff doing it. We can find out. I know she's got some people out right now, you know, with illness. So, you know, we're doing this drive kind of shorthanded right now. I don't know if anybody was aware of that, but we're kind of shorthanded in terms of numbers helping out right now. Yeah,
So,
Sabu, I got your hand. Go ahead, sir.
is that you were shorthanded with paid staff or volunteer staff?
With this paid staff,
Mm, okay.
That's what I'm hearing. Sabu, sir. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I see we're talking some general things. I had a question, and this is somewhat related. Excuse me. Say, for instance, someone comes along and they want to do an event, which would be, and I think this might have been done before, and that individual wants to use the airways to advertise the event and give the station a percentage, like the contract, where they would say, you know, so-and-so, I get this, you know, without it being a fundraiser for the station. Is that allowable?
I believe it is. I know that.
No, we've never done it. I was curious about that. In other words, they put all the funds and resources up. The only thing we would request is that the station covers the event without saying that it's a fundraiser. I don't know if that's illegal, if the FCC or what's going on. All that. I was curious about that. You know, an agreement on contract was made with the station and the event people.
I've heard that the what's called underwriting is an allowable activity. How all of that, you know, works into what's legal and illegal, I'd have to go back to the document. There's actually a document out there. I can see if I can find it that explains.
That's considered underwriting?
An underwriting would be. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Pretty sure you could do it as an underwriting contract.
Okay.
But what we would have to do is just kind of make sure, you know, we follow all whatever the
guidelines
were. And I'm almost certain. Yeah, I'm almost certain that the PNB put something out. I just have to put my hands on it. But,
okay. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, no problem. Write that down. So, okay. All right. So to kind of try and put a bow on Eventbrite, we'll ask Miyuki what the why we stopped using the station's donor system, aka Otis's system, and kind of how we can. You know, use the ticket purchases as a way to increase membership. That may drive ticket prices up if we want to kind of embed, if you will, like the membership, cost of membership in the ticket. And you know, it might actually be a way to sell more tickets if we kind of said, you know, your ticket price, you know, with your purchase, you become a member, a one-year mm-hmm. member of the station or something like that. You might be able to even do that. So,
yeah, that's how we used to do it. They used to announce that too.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. All right, cool. Anything else on Eventbrite or underwriting?
No, that's it, sir. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. No, good discussion. All right. Let me go ahead and give some details that I was able to quickly get from the interim. Like, she was ripping and running today. I know most of us know that the fund drive started yesterday, which is one of the things I actually forgot to even ask her was what the fund drive number is, and then I don't think I saw the goals either yet. So those two things I don't have on the top of my head. You know what? Maybe they emailed them out. Let me see. I actually forgot to even ask. I was so busy on the expenses, I forgot to ask about the money coming in. Yeah, I don't see the email off the top. So let's just go roll with this, that right now they are day two of fund drive and more to come on that. Let me give you all, are you allowing me to share the screen, Eileen? Let me see if I can share. Oh, not yet. Can you give me the ability to share my screen, Eileen, please?
Yeah, one second. Let me get back to there.
Thank you.
Let's see. How do we do that? Here we go. How do I do that?
I think it's security. Like we go to go down to
allow to
have
be
it on
cleared.
Here.
Then report mute. That's weird. It seems
security,
like I should.
It says allow.
We're security up here, right? Okay. No, that's sorry, guys.
All right.
Rats. Oh, there. I see where you mean. Okay. Lock me. Share screen. Okay.
Yep.
See if you can now.
Awesome. Thank you. All right.
Sorry about that.
So, yeah, no. All right. Okay. So, kind of a rough of what's happening. These two things, we have to get from management. She was in the car at the time. So Truist bank account balance and Bank of America bank account balance. Those are the two bank accounts that the station currently has. So we'll be more to come on those balances. The major vendor payments that went out during the month, we did not have any office rent that went out in the month of July. And what I put down here is currently July and August, since we're on August 12th here, those 2 months are outstanding right now, and the base rent is $16,884. So 2 months gets you to that $33,769. So the office rent is outstanding right now to the tune of $33,000. There was tower rent paid over to American University, to the tune of $10,000. Right now, there's another estimate of $10,000 that's due to American. What Miyuki said to me was that apparently they had a RIF, a reduction in force, over at American, and there's no longer anybody kind of working in the accounting area full time. And so it's hard to get somebody and get them to kind of give some information. So, you know, everybody's kind of cutting staff, you know, reducing their labor force, and this kind of ends up happening. So right now there's an estimate of about 10,000 still due to American University. A PEPCO bill was paid, $9,043, and this new PEPCO bill came in late last week, Friday or something. This month is actually $21,000 in PEPCO services due. So we all know that PEPCO number is identified with the tower, kind of keeping that area cool so we don't overheat. And, of course, that ratcheted way up to $21,000. ARC telephone services and Verizon telephone services were paid. Apparently, there is something called also the station has Verizon Enterprise. So I don't know if folks were in on that discussion we were having before, but we pay, you know, about 10 times more than any other station in the network for telephone. It doesn't make any sense. One of the things she mentioned that she was able to reduce was the some kind of overseas charges. We're being charged to be able to use our phones on international calling. There's no reason to have international calling at this point. And so that was taken out. So she mentioned that there was a credit either being received or will be received from Verizon for that, getting rid of those international calls. But then there's this matter of Verizon Enterprise, which may be an actual duplication of Verizon. So more to come on these things. They're working it out apparently to figure out what the difference is, if any, and if one or both are actually needed. It'd be nice to get rid of one of them, but more to come. 16,000 was paid for healthcare. And right now there's another 30,000, about 3 months worth of health care that's still due. Payroll during the month was 45,000, and telerep was paid during the month $5,744. So those are that's the information from management. Any questions on that you want to take back to management or anything anybody wants to know? And Eileen, go ahead. I see your hand.
Yeah, so our payables are like $84,000 right now.
Let me add them up.
Took a quick. Right.
And yes, it's actually $94,769.
Oh, great. And the $21,000 to Pepco, is that for just 1 month?
Yeah, apparently so.
I know it was really hot, but wow.
Yeah. So I don't know if you heard the discussions. Miyuki and Mo both determined that possibly turning the signal down would probably reduce or hopefully reduce the Pepco bill. But Mo was, you know, still kind of a little skeptical only because he knew that in the summer months that he's seen the Pepco bills in the past, they could be pretty significant. So it may have helped. It may not. I haven't gotten the word back from Mo on that 21,000. But, yeah, that's a 30-day period there. Just a tick under 1,000 a day.
That's a lot of money. yikes.
Yeah, okay. It is. Yep. So Pepco. All right. Any other questions about the report from management? Anybody?
Yeah. Yes.
Got Tony and then Sabu. Go ahead, Tony.
Has anybody checked to see if that Pepco bill is consistent with August of previous years?
I will put that down as a question.
I can check right now if you want.
Oh yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Yep.
Okay, give me a couple of minutes.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
Sabu, yeah.
Tony's working on that. So the Verizon Enterprise and Verizon. When we have the fundraisers, a place drive, and they have that calling system where people will call in, you know, if we don't have enough volunteers. Is that, is that still, was that Verizon Enterprise? What is that? Is that separate from Verizon or is that under Verizon?
Well, the service is called Telerep and Telerep is separate from Verizon.
Okay.
Yeah. And that was the $5,744 that was paid in July.
That's for several months?
I think the telerep does go back to the last drive. I don't know if it's several months, but, you know, they charge by the minute during each drive. So this is probably just cleaning up from the previous drive so that they could actually have the service. I don't know if you've heard. They'll often talk about if you don't, you know, pay the back balance, they won't service you on the upcoming drives. So I'm pretty sure that's just from the last drive.
Okay.
I will double check. Yeah. All right. Any other questions? We'll wait for Tony to. If we can dig out the August from last year, anybody else? All right. So the takeaways I have about Pepco is that 1 month, and is that consistent with the previous years? If Tony doesn't find it, we can see if they can pull it out over at the office. And then how many months on the telerep charges are we being billed for at $5,744? Any other questions for management? All right, awesome. So moving on, we're going to pull up what we were trying to complete. Last month, we had one meeting of the finance committee where we went through the budget. And you know what? I'm sorry. Let me pull up the actual financials. The PNB and the National Finance Committee did give the okay to share these, and I'm going to do that now. Let me do that just so people can get a sense. We haven't looked at these as a committee in quite some time, so is this it? Yeah, this is it. All right, let me share my screen. All right. Hopefully everybody can see that. This is going to be through March. I believe the next set of financials through the third quarter, which would be through June, should be out soon. And if you were here during our budget prep, this is actually already known to you. They did not make any changes to our financials from that original document through March that we were working on, some of our notes here. So right now, year to date, that's October through March, the station has brought in through listener support $781,863. All right, you can see month over month what the numbers are. You can kind of can tell when fund drives hit, when they don't. And then is our total at the end. Get down to the details. Salaries. Right now we've spent $253,000 in salaries. You've got taxes and other healthcare benefits and the such. Total salaries and related expenses, $358,253 through March. Eileen, I cannot see anybody, so if someone has their hand raised, just you feel free to jump in. But I guess you can't monitor both right now.
Tony has had his hand up for a while, but is that a legacy hand or... Tony,
yeah,
did you
want?
Yeah, sorry. Okay, I'll put it down for you.
Okay.
All right, thank you. All right, so our administrative expenses, $27,674 in telephones. Again, you know, way too high. We're not that active, and so we'll management's digging into that number, trying to figure out what's going on there. Consultants, temps, contractual employees. $86,848 through March. I will tell you, at the National Finance Committee meeting, you know, there's representatives from each station there. And, you know, folks are always drilling down on PFW and that number. Our number, we just show you, like, in relationship to the rest of the network. So here's the consolidated. And what consolidated means, this is all of the stations combined, all of the national office combined, all the radio archives. And when you look and see what the entire network is spending on consultants through March, it's $201,167. So we just did some back of the envelope, 86 divided by 201. You know, we're 43% of the entire spend in the network. So you can see how people could be really concerned about how we manage our personnel here. We've got a pretty large payroll footprint, and then we're also paying another 86, 87,000 through March for temps. And so I just kind of highlighting that for everybody just so they get a sense of what other folk at the National Finance Committee are looking at. They're not just, you know, kind of looking at their own stations. They're looking at other stations and questioning, you know, what the heck is going on over there. So FYI, which makes our job a lot more important.
Can I ask a question?
Interest. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I kind of thought that we had gotten that consultant thing under control with the resignation of the bookkeeper and the transfer of the engineer's salary. I thought that was had a lot to do with it. And then I thought there were a couple of board ops who were going to be either transition to salary or let go. And I think at least one was let go. But those were the three areas I know that were identified as having consultant costs.
Yeah, you're correct. This is the bad part about getting things so late. So this is through March. So that transition period took place right April 1. Yeah.
Yeah,
so
that's right. None of that happened.
The next quarter. Yeah, the next quarter we should see that impact. So when the next set of financials come out, there should be a massive reduction in consulting costs. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep, no problem. Interest bank charges, $3,100 through the year, $5,000 in travel, $12,604 office expenses and supplies, not much in computer maintenance, office rent, $159,144 through March, utilities, $17,500. Some general repairs, $1,700. Total administrative, $314,000. Programming expenses, $6,726. And some of the other major pieces, the rent for the tower, $38,586 through March, and utilities at the tower, $58,091. Total programming, $104,779. And last but not least, well, second to last, development expenses. So we've got some credit card and other discounts. What it costs to kind of use and charge credit card, $16,974. Something called development, $1,800. Another $6,627 for premiums and $8,900 for the telemarketing. So, Sabu, that's your telerep kind of thing you were asking about, which is different from the phone bill up here. Those are different things. Total. Yep.
Come out before we move on. Could we? Mm-hmm. Could you go back up to travel? Where did it go? Okay. All right. That's not that much for this year. I still wonder, you know, like $1,500 in February, you know, or $1,450 in October. You know, I wonder what those were, but, you know, we'd need the, whatchamacallit, you know, the detailed expenses to see that.
Yeah. I think we can
kind of mystery.
I think we can get those actually. Yeah.
Yeah. The general ledger is what I mean.
General ledger. Right. That's the thing that I've actually asked for directly a couple times now. And I've gotten crickets,
you know,
no response. So,
I mean, when I used to work with QuickBooks, the desktop version, all I would have to do would be to like basically push one button, maybe two, you know, say, give me the general ledger for this time period and boom, you know?
Yep.
So why is this hard? I can't imagine that, Great Plains would make it more difficult to spit out a general ledger or would it? I don't know.
I hope not. I mean, it costs enough. It shouldn't be that hard, but I just think, you know, I'm getting the similar, you know, everybody's busy kind of response. But, you know, like you said, there's got to be 5 or 10 minutes at some point that you can hit run and let the thing run and just send it over, you know. So I don't know.
Yeah, spit it out into an Excel chart. That's what it should be able to do. And then, you know, with all its coding and everything, and then we'll figure it out from there.
Exactly. Exactly.
If you're having problems getting any response on these things, we should talk about, you know, where to take it next, you know, to apply a little more emphasis on our request.
Yeah. We can do that.
We need that info, says me.
Yeah, we can definitely do that. Well, I also asked for some bank reconciliations, and apparently those did come in. I think Miyuki was saying they sent them to her, so I guess at some point she'll send them over. So there's some bank recs out there. So we'll get a chance for the committee to look at those as well, which I think is going to be important for us to understand kind of cash in and out and how they're reconciling the accounts, which will be good. All right.
Thanks.
So, yep, no problem. Yep. $80 in March on a community event. I'm not sure what that was, but not much to worry about. Central Services. Again, this isn't necessarily that we paid Central Services. So for the financial statements, they're recording what we are supposed to be paying on here. The cash has not gone out the door. So as far as I know, the number that we left off at in March, or no, February would have been the last set of reporting we received from before Jerry retired and Annette left. The February number, whatever that is, we would just add on March, April, May, June, and July at this point to what's due, because I don't think any of those Central Services payments have been made at all. And we were already, north of 100,000 in arrears. So that's going to be a big issue for us, y'all, that's going to come up. And whether or not Pacifica is prepared to kind of, you know, clean the slate for us, clear the deck, let us start October 1 at zero. If some of the other PNB members from the other stations are like, no, we can't do that, or where we are, so on and so forth. So I don't know. Right now, it's still outstanding that we owe it. I'm not sure, because other stations haven't paid, and other stations claim they paid, but the national office says they didn't, and it's a mess right now with this central service situation, and we're in the middle of it pretty much. So I do think this is going to be a big issue for whoever's in that GM spot. If they decide that, hey, you still owe this, that'll be a big number to kind of carry and try to reduce going forward. So just kind of put that bug in your ear as part of the committee.
So I have my hand up. Is this a cash report or an accrual report then? You know?
Oh, it's definitely a mixture. I think. I think there's a lot of cash. And where
that
they
makes
could,
it
I think
impossible for us to know what's going on.
Exactly. Which is why you need the GL. So, yeah. Back to our point.
Okay. Yeah, that means we can't plan. We don't know what we owe, and et cetera. Sorry. You know how that works.
Yeah, for the budget, yeah, we're going to be having to figure out what's outstanding. And we'll get an answer, I think, before, because it's already, what, August. We'll get an answer prior to October 1, but will we get it prior to the budget being done? I don't know. All right, $144,000 essentially is the loss right now through March for the organization. 144,406 in the red. Again, the third quarter should be coming out soon. I'm not sure where that's going to land because, to be honest, there's been a lot of cleanup from what I've seen, a lot of stuff that was unpaid was now kind of being paid, even though now we've still got outstanding payables. It's a constant robbing Peter to pay Paul situation that is not unlike how it's always been, at least since I've been around. Not unlike how it's always been, with the station right now. So with that said, any more questions on the actual financials that the national office put together for us? All right. Yes, Tony, go ahead. All right. You good, sir? Or? Yes. All right. Let's talk about
this. Sorry. I was muted.
Yeah.
I was talking while.
No worries. Go ahead.
Did I hear you say we had the highest expense in the entire network for payroll or some other category?
No. So when you look at let me share the screen again. When you look at the consolidated financials and the line that I was comparing was consultants, temps, contractuals. So
okay.
The total for the network through March is 201. I was saying we're 86,000 of that. So when you divide that out, it's about 43% of the total that of all contractors in the network, we're spending 43% of the cost. And so people are looking at that like, hey, what's up? You know, you guys not really got control on your labor there. So it's
okay.
Sticking point, and a point that people use to argue that, you all know how it goes. It's leverage, and people can make a decision about workforce and different things at the different stations. The PNB is kind of in place to make those personnel decisions, and we just got to be careful and more vigilant about the use of that line. Because it does get looked at. Everyone's kind of peering down on it. So,
mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, as far as the Pepco bill goes.
Yes, sir.
Looking through my records going back to 2020, I can't find a category that listed as Pepco bills. What I did find instead was a line item that listed as utilities. I saw a note that had Pepco next to one of those reports. So, one of those bills for November was like $7,400. Mm-hmm. Another one in, that was in November of 2020. Another one in October of 2021 was, let me see, that's utilities. It says tower, though. That's 9,000. Mm-hmm. So that wouldn't count.
Well, it is a tower bill. So the Pepco cost is in relationship to what electricity needed at the tower.
Not the office. So, okay. So, all right.
No, not the office. Yeah.
Okay. So that was 9,000 in October of 2021. And, let's see. Yeah. So, it's been running high.
Yeah. I'm shooting. See if I can get an answer to this.
For some reason, it's been
nothing in the neighborhood of 20 grand, though. So that's the problem. That's the numbers you're calling out are high, but
yeah,
21,000 is not not being touched. So
it might be more than 1 month, maybe.
Yeah, let's find out.
Yeah, February.
All right, I got to call in.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to call in, and we'll see if we can get details on that. All right, let me share my screen. So let's try and spend, if we try and do 30 minutes on this, I think we can get to a little bit further in the budget. For those who were with us last time, what we were doing is taking the financial statements, the ones we just looked at through March, taking these year-to-date numbers, and then adding some notes out here to kind of estimate where we think the station will be budgeting for these expenses in the coming year. Fiscal 25 is what we'll be budgeting for. Fiscal 25 starts October 1st, 2024, and goes until September 30, 2025. So those 12 months, of what the budget is for. Some of the assumptions, just for a quick review, some of the assumptions we made up here to get to 1.559, we essentially added 2.3% in revenue from the year-over-year budget. So the budget last year, 1.525, we're going up to 1.559. We think this year, at the end of the year, we should be at 1.485, 1.4, almost 1.5 million. So cross your fingers for that. Down here, there's an estimate. It's an estimate of $680,000 for payroll. Right now, we're looking at $714,000 for payroll, and that includes it includes the hiring of a new general manager. Includes in there. Yeah. All right. So I'm sorry. It's 21,000 is what she's saying the cost of that bill is. All right, I'm going to ask her for a copy of the bill so we can take a look. But that's very, very high, 21,000. All right, and that's almost a 5% increase over the current budget. And again, mostly due to some additional salaries coming on. We made some, oh, that's where we stopped. So, Eileen, was there any other numbers you all might have updated that when I handed it off, I had to leave that time? And
I sent you, an updated version of this.
Yeah.
It had a few extra little comments in it, but I don't think it added any number. I don't remember offhand. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
I was going to ask if in the finance committee, has there been any mention of inflation? We are not immune from the nation's woes.
True. We haven't discussed that here. I know we've kind of been using our best judgment in terms of where we think we're going to land. There hasn't been a discussion yet about inflation. So,
right. You know, but if you're saying we're 5%. I forget what you just said, but some percentage above last year's budgeting, then it only makes sense if we take inflation into account.
Yes. Yeah. No, I think you're right. I don't think we made an assumption on what the inflationary rate would be. Like, do we want to bump everything 2%? Is it a, you know, 1.5%? Is it 4%? I don't think there's a, there has not been a discussion on that. At some point we can have that discussion. I think the way we've been kind of moving along with this, makes sense to me. Us kind of taking, what's currently happening in here. And, I think we added like a rate. This actually is 90%. So this one's actually, we're saying that we're going to lower our administrative costs. And then we have to figure out what we're going to do for.
We're going to lower them because we're cutting some costs, right?
Yeah, I think what we said here was that we think that this number, 314,000, because it was 6 months in, that the remaining 6 months would only be 90% of this total, not the full amount. Like we were initially kind of haggling over, should we just multiply by two? And then everyone was like, probably should just multiply by two because, you know, there's going to be other changes. And so we kind of landed on taking 90% of this original number and then, of course, adding that number back to it. So what you have here is essentially this number plus 90% of this number is what the estimate for 24 is going to be. Yeah. And then we kind of have to figure out, you know, what our increase will be for 25. And this kind of can get into what you were saying about inflation. Here, what we did, we added 3%.
Okay.
So let me see. What did we do on this other one? Was this 3% also? This was actually 5%. But that's the revenue, so we won't worry about that. Yeah, this is 3. And we do 3 on this.
Mm-hmm.
614,000. But what is in that? Because this office rent that we said would probably come, the goal of this was for it to come down to 120,000. So what's that? That's 40,000 in there. So if we backed out 40,000 from here, puts us at 574,686 for the 12 months.
I'm sorry, can you remind us what that 40,000 is that you removed?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Cool.
So what I'm trying to say is this number, because we're scheduled to be out of there, basically, you know, drop dead date 12/31, that this 160 probably won't be the full boat, you know, next year. That the goal is to kind of get it down to 120,000 for the year annually. Mm-hmm. And I'm rolling that assumption in that the difference between these two being 40,000, you know, give or take, that we would reduce the cost of administration, the administrative expenses, by 40,000.
Right.
So that's what I'm thinking there.
Okay. I was going to also ask, not to, you know, make you explain everything, but do we have any prospects right now for relocation?
Yes. That report is coming out. We had four letters of intent that were asked to be prepared from different locations: Tacoma Park, Silver Spring, Northwest DC, actually at the other end of K Street. So we're at 1990. This one would be at the other end, like 10th and K. And then, Connecticut Avenue up near, I can't remember the metro stop.
I didn't
stop,
want to make
but,
it. I'm sure you're going to have to report on it at the LSB meeting.
I will. Yeah.
I don't want to make you, you know, give a whole report. I'm just asking to get an idea what realistic numbers might be, you know, and for when, things like that.
Oh, yeah. I think we can get to it. You know, definitely year one, you know, every year there's like little escalations in there. So each year we'll have to come back and, you know, revisit the budget. But from what we've had, the biggest escalation was like 3% annual, which, you know, doesn't feel like much, but it can be, you know, in terms of cash flow. But right now, I think the LOIs, one was 3% increase, one was 2.5%. I can't remember what the other one was. Definitely, I know one was 3, one was 2.5. So, but yeah, I think we can achieve this with the first year coming in. I think this is achievable. So, anything else? Any other questions on that? There's someone in the chat here. Okay, gotcha, Tony. Thanks. All right. Let's hold that 574. Put a note in here. Ending relocation and potential savings on office rent. $40K. All right. All right, so we've got we wanted some information here because I know Miyuki mentioned that even though Mo is being paid through the national office, that she does have a kind of on-call emergency engineer. I wasn't able to get that number from her, but we will have to figure out what this might be as an estimate for 25. And the reason why it's another person in not Mo is because the way that I was told was that Mo was his time to get to and from, you know, and then there's other kind of lodging and things like that. Mo can be kind of pricey. So he's like kind of a bigger project guy. He's definitely going to be employed to handle a lot of the studio build out that we'll have to do when we relocate. But I think these emergency things like, hey, towers down, instead of Mo coming from Delaware to try and figure it out, this on-call person should be able to do that. But we have to get a cost, estimated cost for that particular person. Some of these things like called programming, no idea what these are. And so I don't think until we figure out what they are, do we need to budget for them? I don't know. We'll have to figure that out.
We'd have to see maybe last year's expenses to see, or the general ledger to see what happened here with this whoops.
Right. All right. Last year detail. Okay. I don't know what maintenance tech / wire supplies. Kind of weird because the year before, for the full 2023 year, $5,642, whereas this year, $722. So it may not be something that regularly occurs, maybe like some emergency kind of thing or something like that that needs to be repaired. But
or maybe it's being classed differently.
Yeah.
His website expense, is that like what we pay for the hosting or something? Or
It should be. And again, what company hosts our website? Do we know?
I don't.
Yeah, we don't know.
Somebody must know. It's possible. Yeah.
So we'll get some of that in there.
Somebody might know.
Somebody might, yeah. All right, tower rent. So this is about $6,200 a month is what I was told. So if we do times 12, so it's 74,000. What's this times 2? 77,000. Make it a nice round, 75.
Very nice.
I think that's right. Yeah. And as you can see, and again, I got confirmation, but it looks like there was maybe a back balance on the Pepco. So it looks like that 20K might be real, but we just got to figure out how many months. And so the utilities at the tower, I don't know. That 21,000 scares me. I think until we figure out, okay, what exactly is the average monthly? We gotta probably have more history here of that Pepco bill. I know Tony has stuff in his disposal, but we really need to know a little bit more. Some spikes in there, and then these look like accruals to me, probably not actual bills, those flat numbers. But we'll have to figure that out. All right. Do some inserting. All right. So we think this times 2, and then all right, 209. I think we need to wait before we figure a number for that one, so we'll hold off. There's a couple of moving parts that we don't have yet. We need that utilities, aka Pepco, and a couple other small ones here. I'd like to know what that is as well. All right, this is development. 34,000 is the current year to date. Telerep is probably low. Maybe that's 2 drives in there. But if we account, let's just say 5,000 a drive at minimum, that would put us at what, 20,000? 4 drives a year. Or is it 5 with the New Year's push? I don't know if that's 5,000. We'll do 5. Conservative. 25,000 for that. Credit card. What is this? I don't know if we will continue the premium thing, because the way in which the FCC has come down with the with the requirement for us or the, I want to call it consent decree. Dennis, what are we calling that? What happened with the FCC? Is that a consent decree or something? What are they calling that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I can't remember. It's some sort of thing that the FCC levied on us and charged us $25,000 as an organization, Pacifica. And one of the things that's come out of it is this offering of premiums and whether or not premiums will be offered going forward. I'm not sure if they are. When do they get reintroduced and how much? You know, that was, seeing that everybody's kind of gun shy. Yeah.
And that was the thing that affected the underwriting policy, right? It was because of the, I think, mostly BAI on air.
That's correct. It was definitely 100%
soliciting and stuff,
So, I mean, that, you know, until management will have to give us a little bit more detail on that, and then maybe even the executive director as to how folks are planning, if at all, to introduce premiums again as part of fund drives, you know, during the fund drive periods, whether or not we'll be giving things away. The archives, if for anyone who doesn't know, the National Archives, they let a lot of people go at the archives. And so there is, I don't think there's any staff left there. And so I'm not sure what we're doing in terms of actually getting premiums or recordings or anything from them. I think there's more to come on that. And so again, my point on this is that the premiums may not be something that we'll be using in fiscal 25, if at all. So I think we have to figure out what the strategy is there.
Yeah, I think we should probably plan that too. I don't know if there's ever been any study on how much that increases mm-hmm. donations versus how much we lose as a result of frustration from people not getting the premiums. It's probably a wash.
Yeah. Yeah. I tend to agree with you on that. Probably the goodwill, the loss due to goodwill far outgains like the benefit and extra fundraising. Probably, or, you know, far outweighs it anyway. So, all right. 34K. Some space. All right, so we need a little bit more detail on these as well. So we'll wait, get some feedback. All right, community events. Here's one of the things, and Eileen, thank you so much for kind of resending or sending out some of the budgeting. What the committee was trying to do with those forms and all the chairs of each of the LSB committees was to get whatever community events they were planning laid out so that we could put here, you know, by month, whatever month they're going to occur in, what the cost for those particular events would be. So we're in August. We always do the Blues Fest in August. In August of next year, we should see a budget item in here that says, you know, $2,500 Blues Fest or whatever the breakdown is going to be, whatever the cost is going to be. And then that way the station can plan accordingly for that event. Not sure if we're going to have any more input there, but Eileen and I will work on trying to talk to some of the chairs of the committee to see if they're prepared to submit any budgets. And if they don't have anything, that's okay. You know, just, you know, we want to get any, you know, back into the rhythm of preparing ourselves for costs and then also having a good target on revenue that helps us budget for what we need to bring in as well, as long as we have a fully costed profit and loss statement.
Yeah, exactly. If we can get in the habit this year, you know, for any events that happen, at least get a good accounting of what it did cost and what did come in. So we know if it's worth doing besides, you know, the fun or goodwill, right?
Right. Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. I'm not going to fool with this central services. It's supposed to be 15% of our income. However, believe this or not, there is a station in the network that is arguing, and maybe rightly so, I don't know, about what types of revenue should be captured in this 15% calculation. So is it just listener support? Is it all revenue, including car donations? Is it underwriting? Is, you know, what all is included in this calculation? And I think one of the things is that a lot of why is this coming out different? Oh, hold on. A lot of the donations that were coming in to one of the stations came through like bequeathments and other kind of activity that isn't always readily, you know, able to budget it. And so I think they were trying to argue that those type of income should be excluded from the calculation, but more to come on that. We'll see what happens, you know, going forward. But that 15% is the number. I think that'll work.
It always, in the past, it was always just listener support.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's probably what they're arguing there.
But for us, for a number of years when the guy in LA was doing our numbers, he just threw all our income into listener support. So no matter where it came from.
Oh, yeah.
So who knows about the other stations?
Yeah. All right. All right. So a little bit more work done. We have some questions we want to take back. One of the things I just noticed, I forgot, we did have this in here on underwriting. So I think we want to kind of fill in a little bit more of the details up here. So the Eileen's point, you know, dumping everything in listener support probably isn't the right thing. Is there a certain thing as a major donor? If there is, does anyone know who the major donors are? This will probably go away. We do get some car donations, so that should probably change in terms of income coming in. Community events. So back to our different committees and whether or not they want to do some things. And of course, management does some things as well in terms of community events and what income comes in there. Again, some underwriting, and then whatever the miscellaneous is. Salaries, here's what's in there now. So we've got general manager, program director, two engineers, news director, three associates. DJ, this is Vinny Sataria. Total of 10 staff right now supporting this $714,000 next year. We did do a transition cost. So basically you'll have two general managers for maybe 2 months. It may not happen at all, but we're estimating that handoff to be about a 2 month period where you'd pay a couple of people, which is why this number is a little bit high. I got Dennis here. Dennis, do you know what happened with Tatum? I know we used to pay Tatum and then
Did he just go away? Is the PNB paying for that guy? I should ask Stephanie, maybe.
Yeah, I really
don't
know
if you knew.
No.
Yeah.
I think we used to pay him.
Yeah, there was some checks that were going to John for his work.
We definitely
on,
used to. Yeah, at first we passed the hat, and then I think we settled on maybe $75
right.
a meeting or something.
Yeah.
But
I think you're right.
I don't know. You know how it ended up. Is he still turning up at LSB meetings?
Yes.
He is, right?
Yes. So if he's showing up there as an expense, it should probably continue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's not. And that's, I think maybe we should figure out, do we need to squeeze him in somehow? And if so, how much? That's all. So
remind me, I'll check with him this week to see if he's actually getting paid.
Yeah, check and see. And then, you know, he knows it's budget season, so he better get on the book. all right, so then now we have our admin. A few more questions here. The big winner here, if we can get that number down, would be great. And this number down would be great. I think we can do both. And the phone bill. That's another thing. This administrative section, this is probably where the most bang for our buck's going to be in here. Phones, consultants, relocation and the rent. And then maybe some utilities. We'll see what happens there. We do have what we think is going to be a reduction between actuals this year and the budget next year. Not much here. Still need a few answers on utilities and these other things that we don't know about. So we'll try to figure that out. Not much going on in here. We'll figure out internet, what consultants, if any, will be hired for programming and so on and so forth. So a little bit more work there with management to do. And finally on development, again, the big number being telerep. And then these credit card discount fees, hard to avoid them. I don't know who exactly we use. Process, I know Truist hits us with some fees, but there's something called Stripe and some other things in there that charge us some money. So just trying to figure out all the ways we get paid and then exactly how much of it, you know, the percentage rate of each credit card transaction, how much they're taking. Because it does feel like it can be pretty high. $6,000 in a month. So more to come there. And anything else? Anybody else see anything that they might want to add, subtract from that? All right, hearing none. Our takeaways from tonight. On the table is Eventbrite. One of the questions that we need answered from management is why did we stop using the station's donor system and move to Eventbrite? The suggestion that if we use a donor system or if we can somehow do it through Eventbrite, membership can be increased by adding that to the ticket purchase, letting people know. We need some underwriting details on how we can incorporate that. I think Sabu's question was whether or not we could do some advertising as a relationship for another organization. Pepco balance, we'll figure that out. I've asked the general manager for a copy of the bill, so I think she's going to grab that for us. The bank balances for Truist and Bank of America. We'll get that to the committee. Any other takeaways that we may have missed? Oh, and the goals for the fund drive. That was the last takeaway. We need the goal, what the goal is for the fund drive. All right. Hearing nothing else, this can wrap up. I know we have our LSB, keep saying PNB, LSB meeting on Wednesday. So hopefully everybody will be there. We'll have our reporting on what we've done here to the board. Eileen mentioned relocation, being on that committee as well. We'll have information on that for everybody. And anything in between now and then that we may have missed here tonight, let me know. You can try and squeeze that in. Is there anything else?
Yes.
Yes.
What we talked about earlier was underwriting. If you can find that information for me, it would be greatly appreciated. The rules and regulations.
Yes, sir. Yep, yep. I got you. I got it down as a note. No problem.
Thank you.
Yep. All right. With that said, I think we can. Oh, yep.
Well, one more thing. Sorry, Kamal. Yeah, maybe you and I
no worries.
Should have another conversation or text or whatever offline to figure out how to follow up with the committees.
Yes, you know, that's right. That was
should
my
we
letter.
Call
no,
them?
Okay.
Should we send them individual emails? You know, and when?
I said something to the chair of the outreach from the last finance committee, so she is aware. If you want to follow up, that's...
Yes.
I'll
yeah,
be,
we've
okay.
got all
yeah,
the
we'll
names, I think, and we'll follow up. Yeah.
Cool. All right, I got that note. Thank you for that. Anything else? All right, great. Thank you all. We'll consider this adjourned. And thank you, Eileen, for getting everything set up and teed up for us once again. And I'll see you all in a couple of days at the LSB.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hi, my man.
All right.
Yeah, prosper.
Thanks, now. Yep.
Well, everybody.
Sir, Luke. Prosper.